John, in the Gospel of this morning, presents two appearances of Jesus. In these two appearances, there are some similarities. First, it happens on a particular day, the day of the Lord. And number two, he appears to a particular group of people, his disciples, locked in a room, and he goes in there. And then there is this greetings he gives them, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them the sign of his passion, the hands and the feet. That, if you look at that, that goes through the two appearances. But on the second one, something else happened, because the first appearance, Thomas was not there. Wherever he goes, the scripture has not told us. But when he came back, they told him, "We have seen the Lord. He has appeared to us." He doubted. He doubted. And then even said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the nail marks and put my hands into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, meaning that same day, the week later, on the day of the Lord Jesus appears again. And then with his same greeting, "Peace be with you." Then he invited Thomas to come and then asked him to touch him as he wanted. "Put your finger here and see my hands. And bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." My dear friends in Christ, when you look at that encounter, you don't see somebody who is annoyed, who is mad at Thomas for not believing. He has not blamed Thomas for not believing. But what do you see? You see a kind, gentle, forgiving person who is ready to condone. He understands his doubts. He understands his weakness, and makes himself available to the touching distance of Thomas. "Come, put your hand here, touch here." And so Thomas was able to go a close distance, a touching distance of the Lord. And then he gave this: "Do not be doubtful, but believe." This is somebody who has mercy, and that presents a merciful teacher, a merciful father, a merciful master. And note also that he had already given the disciples opportunity to forgive sins, forgiveness which is an act of mercy. And so as we are celebrating today the divine mercy, we look at the Lord Jesus standing there. If it were probably you and I, we would have said, "Why are you doing this? Why do you not believe?" And probably would have, you know, scolded Thomas. No, but he did not. He simply said, "Come." Because he understands the human weakness. Because he is ready to tolerate. Even though he stood on the cross, shed his blood, then gave up his life for all of us, Thomas still did not believe. He would have been mad. But no, he understands. He simply invited him. And so, my dear friends in Christ, we see ourselves in Thomas. He becomes a symbol of ourselves, our struggling self. Sometimes you struggle with doubts. Sometimes certain things in the church you seem not to understand. You start doubting. Know that the Lord is just at the touching distance. Know that the Lord is just close by for you to touch. And what do you do? Leave yourself open to Him. And you remember, in this case, after Thomas has touched him, what did he say? He not only see the human person standing there, but he then see, "My Lord and my God." So it is when you are struggling with doubt, because here Thomas represents this doubting person, that doubt in your head. And then opening yourself up to God, being able to do what He wants you to, touch here. Put your hand here. And then you experience that mercy of God, that divine forgiveness, that divine peace that made Thomas himself to say out, "My Lord and my God." He no longer doubts. So he represents the doubting people. And so the Lord Jesus meets us in the community as we gather here. He comes to us and He gives us that message of peace, and He shows us that passion, that signs of the passion, and then invites the doubting people, "Come close by. Open your, come touch me. Here I am. Touch me." And of course, when you are ready to do that, you will then experience His mercy and His forgiveness. He has already given the apostles the opportunity to forgive. Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you forgive are forgiven. A sign of mercy. Because you cannot forgive somebody who don't have mercy on the person. And so the understanding, He is a very understanding person. And of course, He is here in the person of God. God is a merciful Father. God is a forgiving Father. God is a very understanding Father. All you need to do is to open to Him, go to Him like Thomas did. And then He heals. With just a simple thing, do not be doubtful, but believe. And once you believe, then you put your doubts at rest, at peace, and you have peace. So we pray and ask God to help us. Not just to continue to doubt, let us come close to Him like Thomas did, because He presents Himself to you at a touching distance. Touch Him and be healed of your doubt. And then continue to believe in Him as your Lord and your God. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.